Now you'll find a reading tonight in the Gospel of Matthew, and it's Matthew chapter 23. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, and reading at verse number 27 through to 39. The Bible says, "Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of the mint and anise and cummin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at the knot and swallow a camel, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, and that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them of the blood of the prophets. Wherefore be ye witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come unto this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." We know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his own holy and precious word. This morning we were looking at a saying that Christ uttered from the cross. There were seven sayings that he uttered from the cross. Tonight we want to look at another saying, not a saying that was uttered from the cross, but a saying that was uttered in the temple not long before his crucifixion. The scene this chapter brings before us is Christ in Jerusalem in the temple, where he has been speaking to the scribes and to the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders of that day. These men were highly revered, held in the highest esteem. And we find that as we read down the chapter, no matter who they were, that Christ had some very serious things to say to them. He was speaking to these dead, empty religionists who were the leaders of that day. And I believe that nobody ever spoke to them like this before. I believe they probably very nearly wizened up when the Lord Jesus spoke to them. And as you read these verses here tonight, you see what he had to say to them, because he exposed them. He exposed them for what they really were. He exposed them for their outward appearance. You indeed seem beautiful without, but within. He described their outward appearance, their self-righteousness. You seem beautiful within, but within are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. How shall ye escape the damnation of hell? And he was exposing them inwardly as hypocrites. They were outwardly righteous, but they were inwardly full of uncleanness and corruption. And then as we come to the end of the chapter, the Lord speaks to the people as a whole in verse 37. And this is the saying I want to leave with you here tonight. He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. You can see the great burden that the Lord Jesus had as he makes this statement, as he speaks to these people. He had a burden on his heart for these people. Repetition speaks volume, doesn't it? He says, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And there's three things I just want to leave with you in the time left tonight. Just three simple little thoughts about what we see here in the text. The first thing that stood out of the text for me was the lamentation of the Lord. The Lord's lamentation. He was lamenting. He was lamenting over the people. You know, I'm sure you've seen pictures in the Middle East of when there's a catastrophe or a tragedy somewhere there. And my, the people there, they really lament. They really lament. Jesus was lamenting. You know, a day before this, Christ had wept over the city when he rode into the city on the colt of an ass, and he wept over it. And he wasn't weeping because the streets were dirty. He wasn't weeping because of something he had seen in the buildings. He was weeping for the people. He was weeping for the souls of the people. And now we come here a day or two later, and we find here that he's weeping over the people of this city, and he's lamenting over it, and he's saying, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And he's lamenting over it because of the rebelliousness of the people. He says, Thou that killest the prophets, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee. You know, the prophets were God's messengers with God's message down through the ages. And the Lord reminds this people of their past history. Their past history. Their fathers had killed the prophets. They didn't like what the prophets had to say to them. The prophets were the messengers of God. And my, they refused to listen to these men who were the servants of God. They sought to silence the voice of God. My dear friends, they had sought to silence the voice of God. They refused to hear what God had to say to them through his servants and through his messengers. There was a rebelliousness, in their hearts against God. We see he laments because of the rebelliousness of the people. And he laments because of the blindness of the people. Yes, Israel had been waiting for the coming Messiah. They'd been waiting years, they'd been waiting hundreds of years for the coming Messiah. And he who was the Messiah now stood in their very midst, in the very temple. And yet they knew him not. They knew him not. My, he could have brought to them the promised blessings of the kingdom. And yet they rejected him as their Messiah. They rejected the Messiah when he came. My dear friends, they lamented, or he lamented, because of the rebelliousness of the people and because of the blindness of the people. And he was lamenting because of the stubbornness of the people. Because he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. And ye would not. Ye would not. My, the stubbornness of the people. He says, I would have gathered thee, but ye would not. He was willing to save them. My, this is why Christ lamented over Jerusalem. The Savior was there who could save them, who could redeem them. But Jerusalem knew not the day of their visitation. That was the day when God visited them, when God sent a son, and yet they knew not the day of their visitation. And there could be someone here tonight, and God has been speaking to you, and God has been warning you, and God has been drawing nigh to you, and yet you're not saved because you know not the day of your visitation. My dear friends, I believe that there's people and places, and the Lord laments even as he lamented over the people of that day that we've been reading about here in this chapter. My dear friends, he laments today. I'm sure because of the rebelliousness of the people, God has sent his messengers today. God has sent his message today in this age of grace, in this time of liberty and freedom that we have to proclaim the gospel fully and freely. And we may not always have that liberty and freedom that we have today. But my dear friends, yet people have rebelled. People have tried to silence the voice of God to their heart. You know, there was a man called Herod Antipas. And Herod Antipas, he was the man who beheaded John the Baptist. I didn't like what John said. And his wife didn't like what he said. And so he sought to silence the voice of God. And he had his head cut off. But when the Lord Jesus came, just a short time later, a few years later, and Pilate sent him down to Herod to try to put the blame on him. And when Herod asked the Savior questions, Jesus answered him, never a word. Never a word. The Lord never spoke to him. And dear friends, God has spoken often to many people. And one day, he'll speak for the last time. And it'll be a terrible thing. When you try to seek him, but you cannot find him. You know not the day of your visitation, and the Lord never answered him a word. He laments over not only the rebelliousness of the people of our land today, but I believe that God laments over the blindness of the people. Folks are blinded. Why are they blind? Because of sin. They were born in sin. All of us was born in sin. Blinded by the God of this world. And you know, friends, it will take the Holy Spirit of God to come and to move in your heart and to open your eyes. And that's why we have prayer meetings. And that's what why we have prayer meetings before the meeting and through the week. Because man or pastors or people or organizations cannot shine light. They cannot save you. It will take God to send the light of the gospel. And Paul says that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Well, that's what the devil's doing. He's blinding people's minds. He's keeping them in the dark. He's tightening the chains, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in unto them. And that's why we need to keep preaching the gospel. Sad to say, in many places today, the gospel's never mentioned. They're closing the doors now on Sunday nights. In so many places, the gospel's given a Bible. But now the gospel's the very message that God has decided to use, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, and there's many here tonight in Belay Baptist Church, and our prayer is this, that divine light might shine from heaven, because salvation is of the Lord, and that God might shine that light and open your eyes to the glorious gospel of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord laments because of the rebelliousness of the people, because of the blindness, because of the stubbornness. The Lord sees people with salvation within their grasp, and yet they harden their neck. Dear friends, salvation is full and free and available. The message of salvation is a simple message. It's not a complicated message. It's a simple message. It's about the Christ of God that came and died and rose again, and whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. We see here, first of all, the lamentation of the Lord in this great saying. And then the second thing we see is the love of the Lord in this great saying. He says, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. And the Lord uses this lovely pictorial language. This lovely pictorial language to illustrate his love. My dear friends, he takes the example of the mother hen. A mother hen. And as the chicks run about the farmyard, you know, they're unaware of the danger that exists because the birds of prey began to hover, began to get ready to swoop down and take them. But the old mother hen, my, she gathers them together. You can see her gathering them in and gathering them under her wings. And my dear friends, under the wings of the mother hen, there's salvation. And there's protection under her wings. And there's affection and there's satisfaction. And the Lord uses this illustration and he says to this people, I would have gathered thee. I would have gathered thee. Yes, even as the hen gathered her chickens under her wings. This is the language of love. The language of love. says, I would have gathered thee, I would have saved you. Why would he have done that? Because he loved them. He loves you. Because he loves you. My dear friends, because he loves you, that's why he came into this world to be your Savior. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And because he loves you tonight, that's why Christ went to Calvary's cross and shed his precious blood and died for poor lost sinners, because he loved you. Ah, he loves you. That's why he went into the darkness and became the substitute when all the wrath of God against sin was poured out upon him, when he died as a substitutionary sacrifice. That's why he gave his back to the smiters. That's why he stood in that place of substitution and took your place and died for you. That's why he shed his blood, because he loves you. That's why he rose again the third day, because he loves you. Dear friends, it's because the Lord loves you and died for you and rose again that he wants to save you. He wants to save you. Yes. Dear friends, there's a great hymn. The chorus says, I'm sure many of you know it, well, I quote the chorus. Love found a way to redeem my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love sent my Lord to the cross of shame. Love found a way. Oh, praise his holy name. My dear friends, thank God for his love that we see in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that love in this illustration of the mother hen gathering her chickens under her wings. My dear friend, tonight, because he loves you, he wants you to come to him. He wants to save you from judgment. He wants to protect you from the danger. He wants to deliver you from the pit of hell and save your soul for all eternity. So we see the lamentation of the Lord in this text, and we see the love of the Lord in the text, and then finally we see the lesson of the Lord in this text. It says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often would have gathered thy children together as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Ye would not. You know, the Lord was in the temple when he said this. In chapter 24 in your Bible it says, and Jesus went out and departed, in verse 1, from the temple. And his disciples came to him. He went out and departed from the temple there. And that was the last time he stood in the temple in Jerusalem. That was the last time he ever stood in the temple in Jerusalem. And we find that he would not enter it again until he comes home again. It says, or back again, it says in chapter 23:39, for I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And the next time Jesus stands in the temple in Jerusalem when he comes again to be king. It was the last time. Yes, the people had rejected him as their Messiah, as their Savior. The Lord was warning them about the destruction of Jerusalem. The fact of the matter is this, that those of you who are historians will know that in AD 70, the Romans under Titus invaded Jerusalem and destroyed it and left not one stone against another, and over a million lives were lost. And that's why Christ had this burden. That's why he lamented. Because those souls that rejected him, those souls that rebelled, my dear friends, they missed the day of their visitation. They missed it. And that's what brought about this lamentation. Here we have a people. Here we have a people who have had many opportunities to be saved. And because of their refusal to accept Christ, my dear friends, they were heading for judgment. Heading for judgment. And you know, through the gospel message tonight, the Lord Jesus comes again. And maybe there's some of you here, if you refuse him again tonight, you're heading for judgment. Heading for judgment. How often I would have gathered thee. As a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. But ye would not. Ye would not. Dear friends, the lesson for every individual is that God in love and grace has sent his messengers. And he has sent his messengers with a message. And they have related the gospel. They've presented the gospel. And how often, oh dear friends, how often he would have gathered them. And yet just as these words were true of these men and women away back in the days of Christ, they could well be true of you this evening. My friends, Jesus lamented over the people. He lamented because he loved them and wanted to be their Savior and save their souls from hell, from all eternity. And he was by inviting them again to come. He was holding out the hands of mercy, giving that invitation. And yet, they would not. They would not. Dear friend, tonight, what will you do with Jesus? What will you do with him? There's a Savior who's able to save you. There's one who's able to keep you. And there's one who's able to make you sure of heaven. All that has been done, all that needed to be done, has been done. But the final step is yours tonight. The Lord is not going to frog march you into the church of Jesus Christ or into the kingdom of heaven. What will you do with the Lord tonight? We were singing earlier, just as I am, without one plea, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Will you come tonight? Maybe God has spoken in the past. Maybe God has spoken to you not here, but somewhere else. May you hear his voice tonight. May you respond to it and open your heart and receive the Savior, who's the only Savior, who's able to save and redeem and forgive sin. May God bless his word and speak to all our hearts and glorify his name through the message of the gospel this evening.